And welcome to the Night Owl, the other side of the Bare Brain Podcast, where things go bump in the night. Content may contain adult language and scenarios that may not be suitable for all audience members, so listener's discretion is always advised. Hope you guys are doing good out there. Whenever you visit a place, you always bring some souvenirs back with you, whether it's memories, trinkets, gifts, doesn't matter. But there is always something you return home with. So lock your doors, check your windows, and get comfortable, because you won't be sleeping tonight. I give you, give up the ghost. I've needed to get myself away for a weekend. Maybe more, but a weekend is all I can afford right now. Time-wise. And I'll take it. Work has been, well, work. My relationship has felt similar to my job. How one person does one thing is how they do everything. It's one of my mom's favorite quotes. I've been trying, I guess. Have we? I feel like I've been going through the motions with everything. We both have. We don't seem like ourselves. Lately, walking into the house feels like walking through a foggy park. You can't see what's around the corner, but there's some sketchy shit lurking for sure. Infidelity has been a topic of some discussion. Not so much as an incident, but as going through the checklist of what could be the reason. There hasn't been a real reason. Or no one is being honest about their own. It's a full moon this weekend, and I plan to go someplace where the silence was loud and the view was unforgettable. I searched a couple of places, and we agreed on this one bed and breakfast a few hours out. Small town, minimal noise pollution and sky pollution, which meant a clear view of the moon and her crew. We were both excited and uncertain, excited to leave, and very uncertain if we'd come back still together. Some things you can just tell without speaking, especially after being together for so long. You know, the little things become the major. Spilled milk isn't about the milk. I mean, even deciding what time we'd leave was an argument. But we managed. I came home earlier to pack. And I guess she had the same idea, but she didn't notice me. I just saw her staring at herself in the mirror, and it was like watching a person who was lost, trying to find themselves. But we didn't discuss it. I announced myself and continued on. We packed up and headed out just before it got dark. The road was long and nothing but desert. It You know, there's something about driving down an empty road with nothing in sight that makes you feel like something is watching you from a distance, or they're just eyes everywhere. We are never really alone, though, are we? It's easy to get stir crazy, so we put on some crime podcast. It was good because we would talk about it and ask questions, and it kept me awake. It also made me feel more connected to her. It's how we met, oddly enough. There was this group chat about one of our favorite crime pods, and we started playing detective about one another outside of the chat, and well, here we are. And now the relationship feels like a damn mystery in itself. The sky was a saturated deep purple, and the stars were hiding behind the mountains ever so slightly. She eventually nodded off and fell asleep, and I got to have the moment to myself, and I loved it. I was left to my thoughts and the radio. It's not a bad thing, I guess, but I was getting tired myself. I can tell we were getting close to the town because the roads started to change. It was truly off the beaten path, and this town felt like it didn't belong to the rest of the world at all. I nudged her awake, and, we were both starving. So I pulled into the first stop I saw. It was 8 p.m., so we seemed to be cutting close to closing, or maybe not. Picture the old town diner you'd see in movies. There was a light flickering on and off outside, a deserted gas station, and no cars in sight. We looked at each other, parked, and walked in. When we opened the door, you thought someone bumped into the table and the disc scratched. There were people in here, not a lot, but enough to notice there were no cars outside. So how they all managed to get here made no real sense. There was a haze in here too, and an old jukebox playing, and a cheery server behind the counter. Two, please. Anywhere you want to live. I'd never heard that before, and I guess he could tell on my face. Sit anywhere. We walked past a couple patrons sitting there. They looked like mannequins, to be honest. Everyone seemed lifeless. We finally found a booth in the back, and no sooner as we sat down, that chipper server was there to greet us with menus. Take your time, and if you have any questions, just yell. What's your special? My fiance asked. The people who come here. He chuckled, and then he pointed to the menu. This is the one our drifters enjoy the most. You guys can take your time, and I'll be right back with your drinks. My fiance got up to use the bathroom as I sat and looked over the menu a little more. Now, for the life of me, I was sure that not much time had passed, but when I looked up, that place was now empty. Desolate empty. Like we were the only ones left empty. The server asked from the counter, "Hey, we'll be closing soon. You know what you want?" My fiance wasn't back from the bathroom yet, and I didn't want to order without her, but as soon as I was about to respond, she sat down, looked at the menu, and without looking up, said her order. I thought it was kind of rude, but we'd talk about that later, I guess. I kept it basic. How did I know? It was like clockwork. He brought out both of our orders almost immediately. I don't know how to explain it, but this place felt extremely quiet. As we ate, not much was said between us. I don't even remember her bothering to look up at me. Not even once. We usually exchange food too, but nothing this time. Any good? I asked her. To die for. She continued looking down. Nice. I finished my burger and that was that. When we finished eating, I went to pay on the house, he said. Welcome home. Thanks. As we were walking out, my fiance, she didn't say much. But we got in the car. She looked at me and said, I'd love if we just went home. You're kidding me, right? She just stared at me. I'll drive. You can sleep. Furious was an understatement, but I agreed. I did not want to fight at all. I was so tired of fighting. So I agreed. And back home we went. I had no fucking clue what just happened, but I didn't even care. I fell asleep. And by the time I woke up, we were back home. She got out of the car, didn't say anything, and went in the house. I stayed in the car for a while, and I just looked up at the sky. Confused, angry, hurt, disappointed. But I could still see the moon, though. I unloaded the car, and I walked into the house. I was replaying the night in my head. What I may have missed, what could have happened. What the fuck was going on, but nothing was clicking. And that's when I remembered. She'd been wearing a purple hoodie when she went into the bathroom. When she came back, it was green. A green hoodie I never saw before. And that's when I realized. I walked into the house, and I saw her. Standing in the mirror, just how she was before she left. But she wasn't my fiance. And this wasn't home. Tune in for some more stories to keep you up at night. And as the season of love approaches, well, it's about time we learn to take better care of ourselves and take care of each other. But until then, sleep tight.